Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching today is entitled, Could This Happen Today?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself, away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you think something like this happens to us? We are deaf sometimes to God's word, God's inspiration and invitation to come closer to Himself. We are mute sometimes in our willingness to speak of God's goodness to ourselves and others. Most of us, at one time or another, ask people to pray for us, like the friends who interceded for the deaf man. And probably there are times when Jesus wants to heal us and wants to take us apart from the crowd and give him our complete attention. The man went with Jesus alone. The man allowed Jesus to perform the ritual that seems very strange to us. But his trust was such that he surrendered to the will of Jesus. Aren't there times when we know that Jesus is inviting us to some quality time with him? And sometimes, isn't it difficult to pull away from some activity that we're caught up in? And are we open to the ways of Jesus? Maybe he is asking us to forgive someone. Maybe he is asking us to share something that we are really attached to. Or maybe he's asking us to be patient with the faults of others. If we really want to be healed of our deafness to Jesus and our failure to speak his love by word and example, then we must do what the healed man did, spend time with Jesus and beg for the grace we need to grow closer to him each day. If we really want this, it will happen because it is God who gives us the desire to begin with. There is a line in one of the Psalms that I think puts this so clearly. The line says, Open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Hopefully today we try to follow this healed man's example and trust that Jesus will give us what we need to hear and speak his word. Dear compassionate Father, today we ask for the grace to hear and speak your word more fervently than ever before. Touch the ears and lips of our heart so that each day we will grow closer to you, becoming more like Jesus. We need your Holy Spirit to do this, and we believe that you will send the Holy Spirit to accomplish this. Make us open and willing. In Jesus' name, amen.